And I don't know if it was having the long-term goal or what, but it like clicked. And I was like, I can do this for 100 days and stay on plan and say no to people. And it just clicked. Like, it was the first time I was ever on plan for 7 days in a row.
Yeah.
And then I kept going.
Hey y'all, welcome to Chat with Coach Amy, where every conversation is a step towards a happier and healthier you. I'm your host, Coach Amy Gaskin, certified in life coaching, health coaching, and the Trim Healthy Lifestyle. In each episode, we'll jump into real stories of transformation, health tips that actually work, and the little joys of life that keep us all going. Whether you're on your couch, on a run, or stuck in traffic, I'm here for you each week to bring a sprinkle of sunshine and a boost of energy to your day. It's time to get inspired, get moving, and time for me to get chatting. Let's jump into today's episode, y'all. Hey, y'all, welcome back to Chatting with Coach Amy. Today, I'm with group client Kristen, and I cannot wait for y'all to hear your story. We just said we look like twins. So if you're not watching on YouTube, you need to look now. Introduce yourself to us, girl.
I'm Kristen. I work full time as a daycare director. My husband is a junior high history teacher, so we're both in education,
Yeah.
and we have five kids. Our son is 18, and our four daughters are 11, 9, 7, and 1.5.
Oh my gosh. So much alike.
Mine are a little bit more spread out than yours.
They are. Is that why you picked me?
A little bit.
Yeah. Look at that. That is so fun. That's so fun. So what brought you to THM?
I asked my husband that this week because I was like, I don't remember
Yeah.
what started it, and he's like, I don't either. You've talked about it forever before you actually like did it. I borrowed a plan book from a friend years and years ago, and I know I've used recipes forever. And I did a like beginner's meal plan that one of the bloggers has, and I loved it so much. But that week, I made everything that I put in my mouth from scratch, and it
Ooh.
was completely overwhelming and
Yes.
not sustainable at all. And I wasn't even working full time at that point. Like, I think I had three kids. It just wasn't sustainable.
Right.
And so I started and stopped over and over again. I did it during my last pregnancy a little bit. And on my 35th birthday, I was like, I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to do it right. And then I like had Lucky Charms for breakfast and laid around on the couch and watched YouTube all day. But on my YouTube algorithm, one of your videos popped up.
Way.
Yes. It was a grocery haul. And
Oh
I think
my
it was
goodness.
like drive-through Sue snacks or something, but it was
Yeah.
something that I was like, oh, I can buy those. Like, that's
Yes.
simple.
Yes, that is so awesome.
I watched like all the videos that I could,
There's a
and
lot
I talked
in
myself
there, you
into
guys.
doing
There's a
buds.
lot.
There's a lot. I talked myself into doing spring buds, and I signed up for the early bird link. And I got it and I like froze and panicked because I don't like to spend money on myself
Yep.
at all, ever.
Yep.
And so I was like, it's fine. She has a YouTube channel. I haven't even made it through all of that yet. Like, I can do this. And I was not doing it well. And a month or two later, I found a birthday card from my birthday with all my birthday money gifts in it. And I counted it out, and it was exactly the
Oh my gosh.
amount that I needed for summer buds.
Oh my gosh.
So
So
I
did
was
you do
like,
summer 2023? I don't even know how long you've been with me. It feels
yeah.
like forever. Oh, hadn't even a year yet. I feel
Yeah.
like you've been around forever.
Nope. Just
Wow.
barely a year since I found your channel.
Okay.
But I was like, okay, I get it. I'll sign up.
I love that. Thank you, Jesus,
Yes.
providing for her.
It was perfect.
Wow. That's a great story.
It was.
I had no idea.
I need a
That is
lot
so
of
cool.
like pushing to go do something.
Yeah. Does your husband know that that happened? Like, I'm not trying to get y'all's business, but like, did he was he like, oh my gosh, would you just
In fact, yes. He wanted me to do it before that. And
Right.
yeah.
They say that we say that they're hard-headed. I think we are equally
Oh, yeah. If
hard-headed.
not more.
Yeah. Oh my goodness gracious. Wow. Cool. So tell me what Buds did for you.
So, in one of the very first like modules,
Yeah.
you said, don't manipulate your fuels.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, that makes so much more sense. You
Yeah.
eat S foods with S meals and E
Yes.
foods with E meals, and
Ding,
you don't
ding, ding.
have to count out 10 grams of carbs from some E fuel for your S meal. I was counting everything. I was like
Nope.
bogged down. That
Nope.
was not correct. It was not the
Nope.
way to do it.
Nope.
So Buds helped me simplify it
Oh, I'm
so,
so
so, so
glad.
much.
I'm so glad. That makes me happy. That makes me happy. Wow. So how do you navigate now what you know from Buds and Blooms now? You've been in Blooms for a while. What would you say has helped you the most? Get a handle on everything and stay there, because like you've been pretty consistent once you got it together.
Once I got it together.
And so what has helped you the most with your super busy schedule and all your 5,000 children and all that?
Yeah. I follow the, what do you call it? The fuel cycle?
Slimming
What's your
cycle.
version? Slimming cycle. I follow that, but I can't like follow the chart because then I mess up and my perfectionism takes over. So I just try to go every other meal, whatever it is.
Yep.
We plan our dinners out for the week and do grocery shopping, and then I fill in my breakfasts and lunches from there. And with the kids, we have like a pretty solid routine for dinners. Mondays we do something really quick because we're at Scouts most of the night. So like tonight we're having rotisserie chicken and bagged Caesar salad.
Yes, ma'am.
And Tuesday's taco
Thank you.
night. Wednesday we always do chicken and rice because that's the kids' favorite. Thursday I do like liver and onions or like skillet steaks, something that's an S. Friday I make sourdough pizzas, and Saturdays we always go out for date night. That's like a non-negotiable for us. And
You
so
go, girl.
when there's not a kid thing happening, which is usually like 3 times a month, we go out and I get a big salad with salmon and blue cheese dressing. Like,
Do y'all go to the same restaurant or do you change it up?
we go to the same restaurant a lot, but sometimes
You
we
know that,
go
though.
to different. We love it.
Yeah.
But and then Sundays, my husband makes spaghetti for the kids, and he makes me red lentil noodles to go with it.
I love you.
It's yeah,
You just freed up so many people's brain space with that.
like it's the same every week, but it's enough variety that it's not
But
as
oh my gosh, who
overwhelming.
cares? Who are we that we gotta have something different every Monday? Oh my
Yeah.
stars.
Yeah. And the kids
Anyway.
know. They're like, oh, it's chicken tonight. I'm like, yep, it's chicken
Yes.
tonight.
I want you to tell me how you make your chicken and rice.
So I make rice pilaf with like chicken broth and onions and garlic. And then I take children to practices and church. And my husband grills chicken in the skillet. Every once in a while, we'll do like Parmesan cheese on the chicken or some kind of marinade. But they just like it grilled with salt and pepper. Like,
Yep.
really simple and really fast. And my
Yep.
husband does it, and he feels so accomplished because he's cooking chicken.
What fat do you add to it for them?
There's a little bit of butter in the rice, and then just cook in the oil. And some of them put cheese and ranch on it, make like a
Yep.
bowl.
Yep.
Some of them don't like cheese, so they don't.
Weirdos.
I have some that don't like cheese, and I have one that's lactose intolerant, and they're not
Oh, yes,
the
sir.
same. This
Yes.
one likes cheese.
Yes. I feel that pain. How y'all celebrate birthdays? Because I know I got five kids too. Everybody got a birthday. It's like every time you turn around,
Yeah.
I have two in April. Oh
Oh,
my God.
wow. We
Yeah.
have a lot of summer birthdays because my
Okay.
husband's a teacher. So we tried to
Plan
schedule that so
that out
he
well.
could come. Yeah.
I love it.
None of us really like cake.
Okay.
So a long time ago, we stopped doing cake for birthdays and we just have whatever dessert that person likes. Like we've done fruit or sherbet or it's whatever. And we always get pizza for a party and then have snacks and we don't do big.
Yeah.
We
I know.
can't.
I
It's
feel you.
just too much.
Yep. I feel you.
So they pick what's for dinner and we have some friends over with pizza and it is what it is. Everyone likes my sourdough pizzas,
I
so
bet.
they're super fast and easy. I'm like, yeah, I'll do that.
I love it. You're such a fun mom.
Let me try.
How old are you?
I am 36 now.
36 now. Look like a little bitty teeny bopper. You do.
Got my license picture retaken last week.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to like see the difference. I
Yeah.
look exactly the same. I have not changed at all.
I love it.
It looks completely identical. I was like, okay,
Oh.
at least I'm consistent.
You are. I love it. Well, I like did my hair and everything for my driver's license and you can't see
I've
it.
seen
Or
it yet.
like I have
Yeah.
a Brady Bunch mom haircut. Like
It's so cropped.
it is
Like,
so cropped. I'm like, can I at least have a little bit? Like,
yeah, back it up a little bit.
oh, Lily did the same thing. You know, she's got hair for days. And she
Yeah.
was like, Mom, they
Yeah.
didn't get any of my hair. I was like, it's not a beauty pageant. It's a
Right.
driver's license. But
Don't
then
you call it.
it happened to me and I understood.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. All right, let's talk about your progress a little bit.
So I have lost a little over 40 pounds. And I counted up the inches from the last time I measured, and I think it was almost 20 inches. I don't count my inches very often. But I like braced myself and went blue jean shopping a couple months ago because I hate trying on clothes.
Yep, me too.
And I did it. I tried on all the jeans and I found a pair that fit and I was real excited. And now they look sloppy baggy.
I love it.
I'm still losing inches. I just haven't measured. I'm gonna
That's
wait
awesome.
till summer's over to buy another pair.
Yeah. Just don't let them fall down
No.
while you're at preschool.
Right?
Oh
Facing a toddler.
my gosh. Oh man. That's so funny. I used to have leggings that were so uncomfortable when I first started. Probably when I first started CrossFit, because I did CrossFit then THM
Yeah.
6 months apart. And I bought them because the ones that I had were too small, so I needed a bigger size for when I started CrossFit. And I remember probably March or April, it would have been 2017. I was getting ready and I put them on, and Wes went, "You can't wear those. Those are going to come down." And you know, they're leggings. They're, you know, he went, "You can't do that. You cannot wear those today." You know?
I almost lost my leggings in the mall last week. I had like a kid on my hip and my tent
Yep.
bag and like rushing through the mall to get to this place before they close and I feel my leggings like sliding down like
Dude, what a problem to have.
don't buy new ones yet.
So, do you have many crossovers?
I probably twice a week
Okay.
I'll have like a fatty meat with my spaghetti on Sundays and my pizzas end up being crossovers because of the cheese.
Yeah. They're probably not super heavy, though, I bet.
No, they probably aren't.
Yeah.
But I probably lean more towards crossovers than like e-dinners, other than the chicken and rice.
Good for you.
I
Good for
can't.
you.
I'm still sort of nursing too.
Right,
Not
right.
really, but a little bit. So
Yeah.
it helps my metabolism.
Yeah, definitely. What about exercise? No.
I have aspirations to exercise.
I understand.
But I move at work a lot. Like, I'm not sitting in the office ever. And when it's the tiniest bit sunny outside, we pile everybody in the strollers and the line walking ropes, and we go outside and walk all the kids. So,
Right. What state are
that's it.
you in?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
It's beautiful today. It's like
Is it?
64.
Wow.
Yeah.
Girl, I got sunburned at that baseball game Saturday. My arm, I mean, like it's February, you don't think about it. I
Right.
got there with sweatpants and a sweatshirt on and a hoodie. Like it was cold. And then after lunch, we're coming out of all that. And when I got home, I was like, my arm's hurting. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm burnt. So like from here, and then I had a huge row of bracelets on. Here I had my Apple Watch.
So like I have this line. None of us had any of our THM creams. We're all out. So I need to order that. Plus with my gentle sweet, I'm out of that. But Bella had a natural, because she's my fair girl. She had a natural thing, and it's okay now, but I was like, good grief. Yesterday, I kept my arms covered and stayed under the shade. I have a ginormous, gaudy baseball mom umbrella.
Umbrella. That's smart.
But I kept it on me. But yeah, anyway. And then we end up freezing at the last ball game because it got so cold.
It gets so
Gotta
cold.
love Mississippi.
The kids had played the forecast this morning, and I think it was going from 26 to 64. I was
Oh
like,
my God.
that's insane.
Yep.
You have to
Yeah.
wear a winter coat this morning. Please don't leave it at school when you leave this afternoon.
That's right, because you'll need it tomorrow morning, children.
Tomorrow.
So are you off today?
I am. I try to take Mondays off, and I try to do all my like prep stuff on Mondays. Like I'll make quinoa and brown ground beef and do little things and make the rest of the week easy. 'Cause a lot of times the rest of the week I'm at the daycare from really early till really late.
Do you work on Saturday and Sunday?
No,
No. Okay.
they're
That's
closed.
cool.
Every
Where
once in a while I work at my old job on a Saturday,
you?
but
Okay.
it's not.
Yeah. Very good. What would you say were the hardest things for you to overcome once you got solid? Like, what were you like, oh man, I did it. I accomplished that.
I would set out every week to do my tracker and like stay on plan every day. And then I wouldn't. And then I'd say, oh, well, I'll start over next week. And like every week I was doing that. And I started my new job in August. So when I was a receptionist, my schedule was super predictable and I knew exactly what I was doing at every time, every day. And I had this wonderful routine. And when I started at the daycare, it was like I hit the ground running and didn't know which way was up. And like 2 weeks after that, 100 Strong started. And I don't know if it was having the long-term goal or what, but it like clicked. And I was like, I can do this for 100 days and stay on plan and say no to people. And it just clicked. Like, it was the first time I was ever on plan for 7 days in a row. And then I kept going in through January, I think, before I was really off at all. And it was really, I surprised myself.
That's awesome. So you completed 100 Strong.
Yes.
Did you give yourself a prize?
I did. I bought the shaker thing.
The
But my
vibration
kids
plate?
use it more than I do. They love it.
That is hilarious. Knox and can't love mine.
Yeah. I have my middlest child is very high, like sensory needs. And she used to come in and say, like, I need squeezed right now. And we'd squeeze her. Now she gets on the shaker thing and shakes. And
Bless. How old is she?
she is 9.
Oh, love her
It just
heart.
tickles all those
Camp's
parts of her brain.
9.
Yeah.
And your 18-year-old is a male.
He is.
My 18-year-old is a female.
Is she away? Or does she
She
live
is not. No, she sleeps at our house. That's about it.
at home? Yeah,
Yeah,
he's
she gone.
away, but very close. Like I was with him this morning.
Yeah,
No, it's
she
fine.
gone all the time. And she's starting a job. He had a job. She had a job last summer, and then she kept having all these little things come up, different stuff. And so this year, I think she's a little more, like she's able to think ahead. She's learned a lot of life lessons. Going from a homeschooler that was at home all the time. And let me tell you, I think I had to adjust way more than her.
Yeah.
Now that I'm down here in Wes's shop, I don't even know what's going on up there. I'm like, what in the world are y'all talking about? But it was just really weird. And I will tell y'all, I'll be telling all my kids, but Lily and Katie don't like that Bella's gone all the time because they're now having to do all the work, you know? And I think Katie's starting to be like, hello, Lily's graduating in May. So
Then
it's
she's gonna
going to
have to
just,
do all the work.
So we're going to have to start assigning chores to the boys or bring in help or something because I'm sure not going to be able to do it.
Every morning I say, did anyone take care of the dog? And they all just look at me and I'm like, why is this not happening? And this week I realized it's because he always did it. That was his chore and we never delegated it properly.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting figuring all that out. But it's fine. We'll get it. We are adaptable.
Yes, we are.
Yes. Do you have any encouraging words that you would like to share? Maybe you prepared or anything like that?
I would just tell people to not overcomplicate it, which I know you say all the time, but it really can be simple and not boring. Like having chicken and rice every Wednesday isn't the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
And it saves so much stress that
Yeah.
it's,
And shoot, making mistakes is not the end of the world. Oh my goodness.
I was so upset. It was day 10 of 100 Strong. A friend from North Carolina surprised me as I was like making dinner, and I plated her whatever I was. Oh, I put orzo in the chicken and rice. So it had pasta in it. I plated her some, plated myself some, sat down at the dinner and caught up with her for like 2 hours. And I went to bed and I was like, I had pasta.
Oops.
My husband was like, okay. And I was like, why don't I plan? And he was like, okay. Can't you just like go 10 extra days? And I was like, probably, but I messed it up. And he was like, I don't think it matters. Like, it doesn't matter.
That's a whoops. That wasn't, yes, I would love cake and ice cream at this
point. I really need a piece of chocolate right now. Yeah.
Right.
Like,
right.
Oops.
Yes.
That
was definitely a mistake.
That kind of stuff would, before, I would be like, oh, well, I screwed up, so I might as well just eat whatever I want the rest of the day, and I'll start over tomorrow.
No, we don't do that here.
We don't do that.
No, we don't do that. No.
No.
I love that. That's so good. That's so good. So you are work full time. You have five kids. Lost the oldest one to the college.
To the college.
Your husband works full time.
Mm-hmm.
How do you take care of you?
I take Mondays off because I would be at work helping if I didn't make myself stay home on Mondays. I hired my best friend as my secretary at work, and she made me schedule all my doctor's appointments for all the things that I want, like the eye doctor. I don't know the last time I went to the eye doctor, but I went to
you
the
need
eye
to.
Doctor.
You wear glasses, silly.
I know. Well, it had been like at least 4 years, I think.
Oh man, I bet it changed a lot with all
my
the babies.
My prescription didn't change, but
oh,
I
well, good.
A fresh pair of frames.
Yes.
But I have to schedule it. When I was working as a receptionist, my schedule changed every week. I had to schedule myself a Sabbath day to just not. Like, I can't come help with this. I can't plan that thing. I have to do nothing this day. And I have to make myself do that because I'll fill it all up if I'm not intentional about it.
Yeah, that's good. What would you do if you never lost another inch or a pound?
What would I do? I mean, I'm happy where I'm at. But if I, like when I stop nursing, if my metabolism plummets and I end up back where I was, I think I feel so much better.
Yeah.
Like that it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Yeah. Like as long as I'm comfortable in my skin, that's where I want to be.
Yeah. That's so good. Do you feel like your mindset has changed? I know the perfectionism has helped so much.
Yeah. That was
or improved, rather.
Because that was in everything. It just manifested itself so much in my eating habits. Like,
wow. Well, it's center. Like, when I became a THM coach, I just thought I was going to be teaching SE and FP. You know, there's a lot more to it than that. That where I am, you know, but golly, it involves all the things, all the things. I've had some people, they're like, I just don't understand, little, they're being sassy if you catch my tone. I just don't understand why you're getting all these other certifications, because I need to help these people and I don't know what to do. So I'm learning, and I feel like it has really changed for people, like my tips and just the way that I approach things and can help you guys think through them.
Yeah.
I mean, the perfectionism that's being overcome is insane. That is one of my favorite things. I mean, of course, I love when people lose weight and I love when people overcome the slash retire mentality. What you just talked about, made one mistake, you just say, forget it for the rest of the day, slash retires. But that mindset, you know, Ashley, her had a, Ashley Deere, she had a family member that was, it was not good health-wise, like not good. Okay. And that girl packed her stuff and stayed on plan. Stacia, that was just on the podcast not too long ago, her daddy passed away. Her son was at boot camp. He had just left. She found out her daddy passed away. What did she do? She packed her stuff and she stayed on plan. Incredible. I could keep going.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Things at work, like when I started my new job, it was so crazy. Like I couldn't even think straight. But I had control over what I was feeding myself, and that gave me that like firm thing to sit back on and
it's
rest.
Foundational. I just started updating some stuff for spring buds, the one you didn't do a year
one
ago.
I didn't do.
But I've updated my website today. That was something that was on my time blocking. And so it's just talking about how it's foundational. Buds is foundational, you know. And you've been thinking about, you've been doing, dabbling in THM. You probably thought you had it all. You're probably eye rolling about doing buds.
I read the plan book. I'm like, why do I need to learn? Yeah. All the things. All the things.
What do you say was your favorite part of buds?
My favorite part of buds. I like the live in the kitchens. I think watching you cook in that amount of time and seeing that, like, I could do all of that in an hour because it just happened in front of me. Like, I watched someone else do it. That's super helpful because it, like, I can read recipes and say, oh, yeah, I can do that. But, like, watching someone do it and, like, showing how you multitask, like, ground beef's already going and I'm doing this over here. Like, that was so helpful for, like, organizing it all. Because I really was overwhelmed by the cooking part. And I cooked before. It was just planning it all out. And
Oh, love. What about blooms? And you can't say live in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. I like the weekly challenges in blooms.
Oh,
and I like
yeah.
I like your monthly theme thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And how they all go together. That's been really fun.
Yeah.
I need like little short-term goals to
incentivize. Yeah, and I still haven't nailed down March. It's close. We're really close.
It is really close.
And I gotta be because it's coming.
Yeah.
But you know, it's fine. We'll get it. we did a pretty plate not too long ago. That was so fun. That one was fun to see everybody's plates. I was so proud. And I sat next to one of my blooms. She came to the meetup in Hattiesburg and she was like, does this count as a pretty plate? I'm like, oh, it's green. And you got steak. She goes, well, I had salad too. I'm like, yeah. It was so funny. I was like, it's beautiful. Your plate's beautiful. It looks just like mine. So funny. We were at that ball field and I always get not ugly things at all, but they just look at they're like, you eat all of that? And look how pretty. Even at the ball field, my 1,400 snack baggies in my lap just eating all my stuff.
Yep.
Oh, man, so funny. Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
For sharing with us today on your day off, taking a few minutes. I was like, it's only going to be like 30, 40 minutes. It won't take forever. Yeah. Anything else you want to share? Closing out.
Keep it simple.
So good. So good. Thank you so much, girl. You keep going. I love your before and after. It's hard sometimes, like with group, to put everybody together, but then not knowing what you look like before and then seeing that comparison. I think I messaged you immediately. I was like, what in the world?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
And this when 100 Strong started, it just like snowball. That was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, so good. I'm so proud of you, girl. All the high fives over in Pennsylvania. We do air high fives at our house. And even, again, sorry about all the baseball, but it's fresh in the brain. I just survived that weekend. Thank goodness we have next weekend off. But I was like, camp. And I did like this, and he did it back. I was like, oh,
Oh,
so sweet. Yeah.
that is sweet.
It was so sweet. He played so good. So good. All right, sis. Thanks so much for sharing your story. I know that has been so helpful to those that were listening today. I hope you have a great day, rest of your day off.
Yeah, thank
We'll
you.
tell them bye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all. Y'all have an awesome week. Thanks so much for listening. Hey, hit subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast listening app, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, y'all.